Welcome to PITGO Happenings. I'm your host, Diana McFarland. I'm here to give you a front row view of county government.
Hello, PITGO listeners. Welcome to the program. If you are a regular listener, thank you. If you're new to the program, thanks for joining us. We hear a lot about litter here in Pennsylvania County, as in there's far too much of it. It's unsightly and something needs to be done. Not only does the trash detract from the beauty of our county, but the sheer abundance and persistence of litter and debris along our roadways sends a negative message to visitors and prospective businesses. To begin addressing this problem, Pennsylvania County is hosting an Earth Day event on Saturday, April 27th. We are calling on residents, business owners, civic groups, school groups, sports teams, anyone and everyone to get out and pick up litter along the county's primary and secondary roads beginning at 9 a.m. The event will culminate at noon with a closing ceremony at Chatham Middle School with prizes and refreshments, speakers, and more. Bags, vests, and signs are available, as well as a limited number of grabbers and gloves. If you have your own gloves and grabbers, all the better. And participants are also urged to bring any other tools they may find helpful if they have them. We are really excited to offer this opportunity to get the community together to work toward making this county cleaner and more attractive, and we hope that you, our listeners, and your friends and family will join us. Now, to learn more about this event, you can go to the county's website at www.pennsylvaniacountyva.gov, click on Residents, and then click on Pennsylvania County Keep It Clean. The webpage includes a sign-up form and a video from VDOT about litter pickup safety. Now, you might want to watch this, as what you learn will be surprising, but I'm not going to tell you right now, but be sure to check it out. And in addition to the litter pickup, the county is also waiving the tipping fee at the landfill to encourage folks to look around their own property and see what can be disposed of. The waiver is being offered April 22nd through 26th, 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Those are the landfill hours. And it's located at 382 Rainbow Lane in Dry Fork. Now, there are a few rules with the tipping fee waiver. This is only for residentially generated waste that is collected from a county property. County residents are allowed to dispose of no more than 4 automobile tires. Generally, there's a fee for that, but that will be waived. And this doesn't include tractor or heavy equipment tires. Waste that is generated with a business, commercial, agricultural sources will not be accepted. You need to show valid identification showing proof of a county residence, such as a driver's license or a pay stub or a mortgage or deed or anything like that, just that it has your address in the county. There are no quantities placed on residential customers, as long as it's in a personal passenger vehicle smaller than a 1-ton pickup truck or a flat 4x8 single axle trailer with sides no greater than 36 inches high. You can find the complete set of rules on our webpage on the homepage. Just scroll to the bottom and it's under the news section. Now, the Earth Day event and the tipping fee are also the kickoff for the revival of the county's former beautification committee. To talk to us today about this is Chatham Blair's supervisor, Ken Bowman, who brought this initiative before the Board of Supervisors at its March 19th meeting, and the board unanimously agreed to reinstate the committee. Welcome to the program, Mr. Bowman. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Diana. Glad to be here.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the committee prior to this new one being reinstated? I understand this had existed in the past. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, I'll try to. As a matter of fact, my wife, Brenda Bowman, was on the board at that time, and she's the one that initiated this. It was back around 2013 when she brought it before the board. Everybody voted for it then, as a matter of fact, on the board to support it. It was consisted of 7 members on the committee, and it was one from each one of the districts that were on there. And so they had a mission statement, they had bylaws, they had everything in place, and they were able to go out and do basically what you just said. They were able to go out and organize through the schools, through businesses, through the communities, and they did everything from posters throughout the schools and adopt the highway signs, you know, to waiving the fees for the landfill during that period of time so folks could take their trash to the landfills. I guess that stayed in place probably about 4 years or so. And after that, I think they just kind of dissolved for whatever reason. I don't know. But I feel it's time now to reinstate it and get it back up and running. I think we've got some new energy here, new focus on the trash. I've already found that there's a lot of people interested in serving on the committees. So if they are interested, please go to the county website, fill out one of the board packet application forms, and we'll certainly be in touch with them. This is going to be a great deal. There's a lot of beautiful area here in this county and along the roads. That's where we find a lot of the trash, and we want to make sure that we can keep that clean for the people that live here and the people that visit with us.
Now, was it kind of the same situation in 2013 that there was just a buildup of litter and that kind of prompted the beautification committee before, or was something else also going on?
Well, it's a number of things that play into that. A lot of times people, when they're taking their trash to the compactor sites or to the landfill there, without thinking, sometimes they'll put a bag in the back of a pickup truck or somewhere, and it just inadvertently blows out. But when it hits the road there, somebody driving behind them or down the road hits the bag, it scatters it everywhere. So you've got trash all along the road. Also, we don't have the people available to us as we did back then to help with the litter control, such as having, and a lot of times it comes up, we'll get some inmates out there and do this. We just don't have that luxury anymore of having the sheriff bring inmates or the state correctional bringing inmates out to police the roads up. We don't have that. Also, when we're out there doing the litter control with VDOT, as there's a cost affected there, you know, that we have to help pay for. They usually do it about twice a year. But if you've driven the roads any time, you'll see trash and litter along the side of the road. And especially now when it gets toward grass cutting season and when they're cutting the right-of-ways and all this trash, you know, it just gets mulched up when they run those mowers over it. So we want to make sure that we get out there and get it cleaned up as soon as possible after it hits the ground out there. So that's kind of the energy here that we want to put behind, is that we are aware of what we're taking to the compactor site, to the dump, and make sure it's secured when you're traveling along the roads. And by all means, don't throw stuff out your windows, you know, cups and bottles and things like that, because it does accumulate. And over time, it becomes an eyesore out there. So we want to try to stay ahead of that.
Well, you mentioned inmates from the jail, and I hear people say that quite often. What happened with that ability to use inmates?
I'm not sure exactly what the reasoning is, and we talked to the sheriff about this. We take the inmates that, or used to take the inmates that were not in there for, you know, these serious crimes. They're, for whatever their reason for being, the judge puts them in there. They're not threats, if you will, but we still don't have the force to supervise them. We don't have the transportation to take them out on the road and manage it, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It just becomes because we have a shortage of law enforcement now. So we just don't have the manpower to be out there right now. That being said, we're kind of leaning on the public now. We want to get our citizens involved. This is a volunteer organization, but I think it has a great, great mission. And I think it's something everybody wants to see done.
Now, will this be set up like the previous one with a member from each voting district?
Yes. Yes. Each one of the supervisors will select someone to serve on the committee. I'm the board liaison. They gave me that honor during the last board meeting. And so I'll be coordinating the committee itself, and we'll come up with our own agenda on how we want to approach, you know, moving forward.
Do you think those folks will be selected by the April meeting? Is that the goal?
Yes, the goal is to have candidates from each one of the districts available by that meeting. I would keep my fingers crossed on that.
Okay, and that's the April 16th meeting.
That's correct.
Do you have any focus areas, since you'd be board liaison, that you would like the committee to focus on?
I haven't given that a lot of thought yet, but there are a few areas that I'm looking at, and that's around especially the high traffic areas, like, you know, going through and especially in the Chatham Blair's district, from the Mount Hermon area along the Franklin Turnpike. They're making sure that stays clean and neat, because it is an entryway into the county, and also, you know, leading into Danville too, along the Highway 58 corridors and Highway 29 corridors too, making sure those areas stay as clean as possible. But I like to focus on neighborhoods also. And so the entryway is going into the neighborhood and making sure those areas stay clean, you know, collect as much of the trash and debris there as possible. And also I would like to see, and this is going to be one of the challenges that I'm going to ask the committee to look at, is coming into Pennsylvania County. We have these signs, so the signage, they're welcoming people to Pennsylvania County. I'd like to see a, an update of those signs. I'd like to see some nice signs that take the oval signs. I mean, it identifies Pennsylvania County, but I'd like to see those updated. And so look at those areas and then do some nice plannings there. See if we can get some adopt a spot type interaction, you know, with some local business or some groups that would like to take on that responsibility.
Now, in the past, I believe the beautification committee received some funding from, was it DEQ or some kind of funding? Do you think that'll be reinstated also?
Well, it's something we're going to have to look at. It's grant funding, and so we'll have to figure out how we can go about applying for that. I think we'll be able to do that without any problem. It's just a matter of identifying where the funding, you know, opportunities are and then putting the grant applications in. But I think we'll be able to get some of those funds.
And do you think there will be an education component to this, too, perhaps getting with kids and what was that? Don't litter, don't be a litter bug. We're dating ourselves, but some sort of effort to educate kids not to throw things out the window.
Yeah, I think the theme back then was keep our community clean, and it was for children from K through 12. There were competitions in the school there where they created posters, and they were became educated on it, and the need for keeping the litter and the trash off the roads and off the streets and things. And so there was competition there internally between the students on who did the best poster and all. So I thought that went over very well. We'd like to see something like that continue because it really does start with the education of our children, you know, how we teach them to respect the earth and our locality. I mean, it's where we live. We want to make sure that we take care of it.
Yeah, I guess litter is not only unsightly, but it causes problems for wildlife and waterways and a whole other realm that we won't be able to get in today, but it is a problem there too.
That's right.
Sounds like that committee is going to be pretty busy or they'll have plenty to do.
We're looking forward to it. I'm excited about it because there are a lot of things that can take place that within this committee and the outreach piece of it, touching base with some of the local organizations, the neighborhoods and for instance, I'll just say Rotary or somebody, some of the civic groups like that, the American Legion and all, pulling those folks together because they would love to do something like that and make that contribution. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be some work, but I think the folks that we have on the committee are going to be able to take it on and we'll see some good things from it.
Yeah, it sounds good. And if you've been inspired by listening to this podcast today and want to help out on our Earth Day celebration on April 27th, you can just go to our website at www.pennsylvaniacountyva.gov and go on the residence tab at the top of the page, click on that, find Pennsylvania County, Keep It Clean, and all the info you need to know is on that page in the sign-up form and that VDOT video that you really need to watch. So thank you, Mr. Bowman, for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Diana. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for listening to PITCO Happenings. I hope you learned something informative. If you have a question or want to make a comment, give me a call or send a text to 434-489-8739.